It's a bit rainy to play fairy garden, Lily, I say, looking through the huge glass windows and wiping the snot and smudges off with the hem of my nightie. I see myself looking back in the darkened glass. No trace of Mum in my reflection yet. Not Dad either. I'm a bit of a cuckoo in my family, which means that at 35 I'm still okay to look at. Bit bigger around the middle than I'd want, but not so big that exercise or restraint are starting to appeal. I'm still pretty strong, and on the rare occasion I get to take the canoe out on the water, I feel physically capable of keeping pace with the inquisitive seals and dolphins who raise their steaming heads above the cold water. I certainly don't look like anybody else on the peninsula. I'm dark, even in winter. Dark eyes, dark hair, eyebrows that look like mustaches, if I don't keep the tweezers handy.
Not raining, says Lily, shaking her head. Me not inside. Fairy garden nice.
She's got that pouty look on her face again, spoiled a little by her runny nose. Her eyes are a bit glassy, like sucked humbugs. She didn't sleep well last night. We're still fighting about sleeping arrangements. She's meant to fall asleep in her own bed, which sits at the foot of mine. I've never had a problem with her joining me before the morning, but when I booted Callum out, I started letting her join me from the off. I needed somebody to cuddle, and so did she. A proper daddy's girl is our Lily. 4 months he's been gone now, and still she expects him to be there at breakfast, to butter her toast and kiss her head and tell her she's his princess. I'm trying to get her back into her own bed, but she's not having it, and I haven't got the strength for the fight. She seems to remember a different man from the one who's torn me to bits. She remembers the funny, kind, silly soul he used to be. I can only think of him this past year. Cold, distant, forever on his phone or popping out late at night to pick things up we didn't need. Coming back glassy-eyed and breathless.
Lily love Mummy.
I can't take her outside. The weather's frightful. The air's the colour that wet wood chuffs out when you throw it on a fire. The wind is blowing in great, lazy pirouettes, bending the trees and picking up the fallen leaves that carpet the soggy, overgrown garden. I'd be a terrible mother if I took her outside when she's not well. Too much to do, anyway. Things to plan, stuff to organise, errands to run.
Daddy!
Lily, please, you said you'd be a good girl for Mummy today. You remember Grandma and Granddad are coming, yes? And my friend might be coming over tonight, and it would be nice to make the place look at least a bit presentable.